From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Luis Hernandez. Back in December, Doral voters elected Juan Carlos Bermudez to be the new mayor. But for Bermudez, it's actually a return to office because he was the founding mayor of Doral between 2003 and 2012. Bermudez faces many of the same challenges other South Florida municipalities face: growth, development, and, of course, increased traffic. I spoke with Mayor Bermudez at his office in City Hall recently.
I think the most important change that I would like to bring about, in particular now this first year, is to get us back to what I call the city's original culture. And we had one that was focused on three things, which was focusing on quality of life, making it the premier place to live, work, play, and learn. Number two, to have growth, because we knew it was coming and it was going to happen, but it had to be planned and controlled. And number three, we focused on being open and transparent and having as much access, or giving as much access as possible, to our residents. So I think, you know, my main focus this first year will be to get us back to that.
Miami in general, just the whole area, Miami-Dade listed as really one of the worst in the country when it comes to traffic congestion. But with all this growth that we've had, what have you seen, and can you point to specific areas in Doral where there's a problem and you got to tackle it?
The example that I always point out: this morning, as I went to get my Dunkin' Donuts coffee on 87th Avenue, I was looking across the street and I saw a Hotel Intercontinental that's been there for a while. I saw this new development with 400 plus units. And then I saw by it, you know, 300,000 new square feet of industrial logistics that have been approved. It doesn't make sense to approve 300,000 square feet of logistics trucks that are going to be there 24 hours a day, and then approving, you know, 400 condos or apartments right by there where people are going to be living. Because eventually those trucks move there because they are going to be working 24 hours. They're close to the airport. They're going to get on the viaduct that's right down the road. And the residents, when they move in, are going to complain.
Is there anything you could have done to mitigate some of that growth, the traffic issues?
I don't think that we could have done much to mitigate it. There might have been certain things. If there's one thing we could have done, is maybe insisted more that the county and adjacent municipalities be brought into a more regional discussion on transit, which is finally starting to happen, by the way. We're finally starting to see that the county commission is saying, hey, if we're going to have light rail, it's going to go through the whole county. It's not going to be just down US 1, you know. And that's a discussion that should have been had, and maybe we could have been more insistent on it in light of the fact that we were in a major growth area.
President Trump has made a lot of visits to South Florida, but Mar-a-Lago in Palm Beach County. That has been an extra cost to the citizens of Palm Beach County in security. And every time he shows up, there's a protest. Now, during the campaign, he did come to Doral quite often, to his club. Is Doral ready? If the president comes, that extra cost of security, again, probably expecting protests, and of course the attention that's going to come with wherever he goes, because he's the president of the United States.
It's funny you should ask that question, because probably one of the first calls I got after being elected was from the representative of the president here in Doral, and precisely about that issue. And we're cognizant of the fact that none of the cities at this point are getting reimbursed for some of these added expenses. The police chief has already been meeting, and we are prepared, because eventually President Trump will come to this property, simply because, you know, it is in Miami, it is in Doral, and it's by Southern Command, and we deal with this all the time with Southern Command. We periodically have protests sometimes. We deal with it because Senator Marco Rubio and Congressman Mario Diaz-Balart's offices are right here on the corner of 87 and 36. So if there's a city that's pretty aware of having to deal with some of these issues, you know, we are now. Obviously, we're ready to work with Miami-Dade County and also, you know, with the Secret Service and the federal government to make sure that when the president does visit Doral and visits this property, that we're prepared. And we've had that discussion, and we're prepared for it, as prepared as I think we can be.
That was Doral Mayor Juan Carlos Bermudez. This is WLRN News. I'm Luis Hernandez.